Alright, I can take that back and the pen as well.
Oh man, Maribel, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. It's kind of chilly.
It's kind of chilly.
Yes.
It's freezing out here.
Yeah, that's nothing. Wait until the snowstorm comes.
Yeah,
by the
way. The winter is it's getting brutal.
Leave it in the Lord's hand. He knows why we're here.
Uh-huh. Yes. I hear you. Do you wait out here? Like, is this like your morning spot?
No.
What?
I come here to come and check for my mail.
Okay.
Bridget's also helping me with my birth certificate.
Yeah.
A lot of things because I've been homeless for 3 years.
For 3 years.
So now, right now, I just got it so good. I've been blessed with my voucher.
Yeah.
For Section 8.
Yo,
so
that's amazing.
I just came. That's why I didn't have time. I had to go over there and come back to find out that my social worker has it.
Yeah.
The lady that she was talking to.
Uh-huh.
She's like, wait. I didn't give her time.
Yep.
So I was like trying to hurry up. Been doing this and everything. So I was like, I'm coming back. And I came back to talk to you.
Yeah.
But they do their job.
Uh-huh.
People will always criticize, but they do their job.
What do you mean? Like what?
Their job, they help you with your Social Security. If you need housing, Section 8, anything that you really need, you just ask and they will do their best.
Uh-huh.
Like with food, they help you with food, clothing.
Food, clothing.
So, Shelter. Anything that you need, if they can help you. If they cannot help you, they will send you to William Street and stuff like that. Somebody else is always out here to help.
Uh-huh.
Yes, that's how it be. That's how my help been. So,
been your experience?
Yeah. Now I just got to pray to God and hope him get me an apartment and I'll be somewhere.
Yeah.
And it took me less than a month to get my put the paperwork.
That's everything. Incredible.
Yeah, it was done on November the 3rd, and I was shocked.
November the 3rd.
Yeah. I went for the interview through the phone. I was doing an interview here the same day they made me a phone call. And I called them back, because she did the interview through the phone, and now I got the voucher.
And now you got the
voucher.
I just
got to pick it up.
Can you
go look for an apartment.
That's amazing. Can you describe just kind of the experience of finding out that you got the voucher?
Wow, it's so exciting. It makes me want to just drop a tear.
Yo.
And stuff. Like, I mean, I'm just thanking God, like, wow. I've been homeless going on 4 years. Like, wow, it's so amazing. I could be on my own apartment, go to sleep, go do what I want to do in my own home.
Uh-huh.
Don't got to worry about the foods out here. Got to worry about this, what I'm going to eat, where I'm going to sleep. Oh, somebody blessing me with something all the time. I don't gotta worry about those things anymore.
Yeah.
It's really hard for me to trust out here too, for full wise, because I've been sick.
You've been sick.
Like that. For food. Penn Station, the police officer, I told her thank you. But she made sure I got in that ambulance. And they took me to St. Michael's Hospital.
Uh-huh.
And then the guy told me, do you know where you are? I said, no. He said, you are in St. Michael's Hospital. I was shocked.
You were shocked. Yeah. You didn't even know that you had been transported there.
I was gone. I didn't even know that.
Uh-huh.
I was like, wow, it's so amazing. And plus, God is the one that brought me here in life so many times. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here. He had me here for a reason. That's how I think. And God blessed me with three boys.
Now three boys?
Thank God for that.
Yo, you have three?
Boys.
Yo, that's boys. Amazing. How old are they?
26, 21, 21.
Uh-huh. 21 and 21?
Yeah.
Are they twins?
Yeah. They're really triplets, but they're twins.
Uh-huh.
One of them passed.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
Okay. That happens.
Yeah.
My stomach's too small to carry 3 eggs.
Sure.
That happens. Everybody's not blessed, but I still... I got 2 Marine sons. Yeah. And my son, he's legally married.
Yeah.
I told him, don't play. We don't play with women.
Uh-huh.
Stuff like that. She hit you. You tell her, baby, we don't play that. She become really aggressive and violent, walk away.
Yeah.
Or just press charges, do what you gotta do.
Yep.
That's it. But don't
absolutely
put your hands on no women, because you gotta realize, I'm your mother, and you don't want nobody to put their hands on me like that.
Absolutely.
So he got 2 daughters and a son, and so.
Yeah.
And he told me, Mom, I got good news. I'm like, what? He said, you sure you ready? I said, yeah. He said, it's a boy.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. I just dropped the tear. Like, wow.
Yeah.
He said, Mom, don't cry. I was like, why are you crying? He said, I know you, Mom. I was like, well, you know I'm crying. My son graduated. They've never been in jail. They don't do drugs. They don't do nothing. I got good boys. God blessed me with 3 blessed boys.
Yeah.
And I got 1 more. He's disabled. He said, he graduated. He said, wait, to college. and he's gonna be a fireman. And I tell him, don't go by what people say. Whatever you wanna be, you do it. There's such thing as you can't. You gotta do it. Keep on moving.
Uh-huh.
Because if you say you can't, you will never happy.
Yep.
You gotta do it. I did it. I kept on coming to Bridget. They helped me with everything. After I get this, now they got another part. My social security, my birth certificate.
Your birth certificate.
Yeah, because I was born in Puerto Rico. That's the only problem.
Yeah.
Puerto Rico had a storm. That's the only thing that messed everything up. Then Corona came out.
Yeah.
It's always something, but it's okay.
Yeah.
I still move. I'm still going to go, like Joe says on the his performance. He's a pastor. I know it's Joe something. It's I'm like, but he's good. I listen to his words every day. I listen to the word of God every day now. Everything. When I wake up, I thank God for blessing me with life. Everything. Any other questions you want to ask? Because I'm going like, yabba.
No, you're good. You're good. Well, see, I mean, you mentioned a second ago, you mentioned kind of, you know, like coronavirus came about.
Yeah.
What's that been like for you?
Ooh, trouble.
Trouble.
Like even before I got the voucher approved, before I even got approved, I still was looking for an apartment. But now because of Corona, now nobody wants to give us an apartment.
Yeah.
Okay. And I've been like, you want to test me? I don't care. We can go through all those tests for an apartment.
So
because somebody has it, that don't mean everybody has it.
Uh-huh.
And we all deserve a chance.
Yeah.
And stuff. So that's how it be.
So it's been harder to find an apartment since coronavirus.
Yeah, but only place I'm going to come, Bridget is going to help me with an apartment.
Yep.
As soon as you get a one bedroom, they're going to get it. I'm going to get whatever I could get. I don't care. Because I know I got to stay in North.
Yep.
Because the voucher they get, you stay in North. If I go to Elizabeth, I got to start all
That's
over.
That's a whole other thing.
Then if you want to go to Belleville, Nutley, it's a whole thing.
A whole different
thing.
North. Newark.
Irvington. That's how it's going.
Uh-huh. So the voucher that you got, it's for Newark.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's how I did all my process in North.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to keep on doing it.
Yeah.
And me and my boyfriend, we were talking about it today. By being blessed by God, don't ever hide where you be blessed from. Just talk about him. Because he's going to bless others. Don't be ashamed of yourself or by God. Because if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't even be here.
No.
He's our blessing to everyone. We come from a woman's womb.
Yeah.
That's how we be.
Oh, amen.
Yes.
No, I hear you.
Oh, no, you said
that.
Like, whoa.
No, I hear you. I hear you. Yeah. Do you know anybody who's gotten sick with COVID, with coronavirus?
My cousin, she got sick in UMD and stuff. But they released her.
They released
but
her.
But then 2 days later, she died.
Your cousin died?
Yes.
From Corona. I'm so sorry.
From UMD.
From UMD. UMD. I'm so sorry to hear that.
It's okay. I didn't get it to her. My sister went to the funeral. I found out everything last minute.
Yeah.
Plus, I'm homeless, and I won't want to go through that.
Absolutely. And so it sounds like you said that she was in the hospital.
She was.
She was released.
She was released.
And then two days later, she died.
Yeah.
Why do you think she was released?
Because for them, probably UMD fell down. She probably didn't have really had Corona. They said she had Corona, then don't have Corona. It's really hard to trust out here. Especially in the hospital and stuff like that. And doctors, everybody got to do their job.
Uh-huh.
Point blank, no matter what. And the way I look at it for myself, when God's ready for me, I'm ready. I'm not going to run from God. You can't. You can't run from the main man.
Can't run from the main man?
No, he's the main man. He brought everybody in here for a reason.
Yeah.
And probably we just, like a battle. Probably we're here for a battle to see how strong we could be as human beings. That's it. I look at it like that. And my kids could do what I could do it too. They deserve it. They're fighting for us. That's it.
Yeah. You said two of them are in the Marines?
Yeah. I got my oldest son. He's 26 now. And my baby boy, the Marines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Where are they stationed?
California. And he got a house and everything. And his wife from Marines, too. So I'm a Marine. Lose the family and me.
Yeah.
My son's a Marine. My sister's daughter, she's an Army. But that's a different story, because they got a battle. Army to service. I don't understand those boys. Why we got to fight?
Yep.
If your daughter's in the Army, that's her. My son's in the Marine, that's Marine. But don't become a battle. Because no matter what, they're going to still cousins. you still be lady.
Yep.
Like that. Like, no. I'm like, nah, I'm like, nah.
I hear it. Nah, I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. Now, what's, I guess, like, I mean, it sounds like you've got a lot kind of to look forward to in terms of, in terms of the Section 8, in terms of the birth certificate, especially with, you know, kind of coronavirus come, like, is there anything you feel just kind of, like, fearful about, or?
I'm fearful for God blessing me with life.
Uh-huh.
And the blessing that I can get from people. Like, right now, you out here, you make time from yourself for us out here to listen to our words. And by you listening to my words, you could bless somebody else.
Yeah.
It's like looking out for the people.
I hear
that's
you.
What you're doing.
Yeah.
You're looking out for life for yourself or others.
Looking out for others. Looking out for others. And what are ways, like, what are ways to look out for others amidst all this?
The same thing that you're doing now. You're coming out here, you're cold and everything like I am. And stuff. But your words could be a blessing for someone else. You're looking out, no matter what. Your words could mean a lot for a person. And they could learn by your words.
To learn.
Yeah, it's a learning process.
Uh-huh, it's a learning process.
Yes.
I hear you. I hear you. What's something that you feel like you've learned?
Ooh, don't try to be homeless again.
Don't try to be homeless again.
Don't trust.
Don't trust.
You trust only the person that you... Only person I trust right now, 100% of you, God. Because I trusted a female friend of mine. And she gave me a cigarette. And I was in a coma for 3 months. I was dead. So I'm here. I look at it right now. I've been dying and coming back to life. But there's a reason I'm here. Probably I could do the same thing that you're doing as a job. But because my job, I can never have my job again. Because... And my records, I'm an alcoholic and I'm a crackhead. I don't do drugs. I don't. Crackhead, I can't rent for crack. That crack cost too much money for me. And my rent was $1,250. I was a home health aid. I wouldn't want nobody into drugs taking care of my mother or my kids and stuff like that, no. And at that time, you get a checkup every month to see if you got any type of drugs in your system. Nah. No drugs in my system. Only thing that would probably find in my system, vitamin, no way, Tylenol PM. That's
Tylenol
only
PM.
When it's time that PM has. That's
uh-huh,
it.
Uh-huh.
That's it. Other than that, no. No drugs.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason I cannot have a job back. But I can still fight it. Because as long as I have my system is clean and everything, you still can fight it. But like now I became disabled because of my leg. I have like a tumor in my leg.
You have?
As long as God has me here walking, he has me here for a reason.
Yeah.
If I can do it, somebody else can do it too. They're just watching a battle.
Yeah. I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. Do you have a doctor? Like do you have?
The only place I go to is Beth Israel.
Is Beth Israel?
That's it.
How do they treat you over there?
I like the way they treat me. Like if I'm a patient right now, if I go in the ambulance, I go straight to the room. They check your temperature right there quick. But I don't know how it is right now because it's corona.
Yeah, corona's. Have you been, you know, like any, I don't know, any of the like corona stuff, like have you been
no,
tested?
I get tested.
You
get,
you've
I
gotten
get
tested.
Tested.
Cool.
Yeah, I got tested like twice already. No.
Yep.
I don't play that.
You know, no. What if there, and you know, we're hoping that there's going to be a vaccine soon.
Yeah,
are you, when it comes out, are you going to take it?
Yes.
Cool. All right.
Yeah. Definitely. I'm not scared.
Yeah.
I just got to close my eyes.
You just got to close your eyes. Totally.
Oh, I don't like needles and stuff.
I hear ya. What's one thing that you're hopeful about, especially kind of with your, you know, Section 8 coming through, birth certificate coming through?
What I will be told, like, all that, I will get the opportunity to have my kids back home.
The opportunity to have your kids back home.
Yeah, so they could come from California whenever they got time, like vacation or anything, they could come home. And they could sleep in the house.
Yeah.
Or so we could just get, like, the pillows, blankets on the floor. Like, in the old days, we could be in the living room watching TV, cartoons, VCR, play games, anything. And we could, I could go in the kitchen and cook like I did.
Yep.
And stuff and feed now 3 more heads. But now, if no pork, pork. No pork and pork. So like that would be the confusion stage for me. Should I make four chow or steak? Because my son, he's a Muslim now.
Okay.
His wife is a Muslim. The kids, no pork at all.
My
other two kids, they eat pork.
So that's, yep.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, this section of pork, this section of pork. That's it. That's how I
Well, that sounds like a good, that sounds like a good problem to have, is whether to do the pork or the steak, right?
Yeah, I'd be like, whoa, that'd be too much work. I'd be like, okay, no junk food, because I got to find out the health, the diabetic, or all that. And that's something I would want to feed my kids, something sweet, ugliness. That's how it could happen to them.
Oh, gosh. Well, Maribel, I mean... leave it there, just because that's, I mean, it's a hopeful thought to you imagine, to like, just to imagine you kind of in your space, in your apartment with your kids, just kind of, you know, sleeping there, being able to cook for them, deciding what to cook, kind of laughing together.
Rice and corned beef, spaghetti and meatball, stuff like that. That's as long as there's no pork in it.
No, that's beautiful.
Because when you raise a kid with no pork in the system, when you feed them pork, it can mess them up.
Sure.
If you get them sick, stuff like that.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Anything else that you want to kind of share? You know?
God bless you for your service. I appreciate your service, the conversation I'm talking to you about.
No, I appreciate you sharing. It's really generous just to kind of... like share some of the joy that you're experiencing right now. I'm really grateful. The world needs some joy right now.
And it's good to somebody else to learn like something that I did. Yes, it's gonna take time, but like I got, God said, keep walking. Keep on walking.
Keep on walking.
You wanna walk? When you was born, you were learning how to walk. You kept on walking. Keep on walking. That's all you gotta do. As we get older, keep on walking. Don't stop. And there's such thing as you can't. Put that in your mind, you can't, you're never gonna do it. You can do whatever you put your mind to it. That's it.
Oh gosh, Maribel, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right, here,
that's
I'm gonna.
That's my power.
Oh gosh, all right, I'm gonna stop this.